basically we're discussing is whether if a person has children when they're a guy, okay, say son and daughter, and then they convert. So in general we say Gershon's guy katan shnol adami. So for instance, vis-a-vis Eidos, you're not allowed to testify for for your relative. Right? But vis-a-vis this, you are. Once the nachas are relatives. I think maybe b'dieved we say it doesn't work, you can't. But essentially you could. Okay? Essentially you could. Okay, that's the Rambam is in Yud Gimel Beis. Let me just see that. He says, I think he's asking that way. But if it's Gershon's guy, comes to me. Right? He's like a new kid, so he doesn't have any relatives. Right? Yeah, Gerim ain bedin krovim, afilu shnei achen te'umim. Even the twin brothers. Shnei skayru meidim zelza. We can testify for each other. Shnei Gershon's guy, comes to me. He's like a new kid. They're not relatives. They're twin brothers, but they're not relatives. Okay? They're not, because it's like they're newborn. They were related with Daz Goyim, but now they both became a Jew. They became a new person. Right? It's like a whole new identity, a whole new person. So they don't have any relatives. It's like a new change in your chalos. You're not really related. You're related as Goyim. You're not related as Jews. That'll be better.
Oh,
okay, fine. So let me knock. So I'll hang this up, right?
Yeah, and I'll leave you connected.
Yeah, leave you actually video also. Okay. Let's see here. Yeah. Okay. So good. So that's one halacha. Another thing is, vis-a-vis Arayos, also that's the case. Okay, vis-a-vis Arayos, they're not really considered relatives. You're not allowed to sleep with your relative, but these are not considered relatives. Okay, let me see, I saw that halacha this morning. Serbia, oh yeah, Yudalev, Serbia. So let me see, it's not in this book. Gershon is Gair, Evishin is Rachra, yeah, he's like this. It says, Gair is Nisgair, or an Evin is Nistachra, he's like a Kadn Shnolad. And every relative that he had when he was a Goy, he is not his relative anymore. Okay? And even if they both convert and he sleeps with any of them, he's not Chai for any of them. Okay, he's not chayav for sleeping though. And then Torah he's allowed to marry his mother or his sister. But the chachamim answer it. Okay, for whatever. So the rabbi. Okay. So that's the basic halacha. So you see, Gershon's guy comes from old dumb. Means they're not related. They testify for each other. They can sleep with each other. They're not related. Okay, so now the question is, right, so now the question is, but now if a guy has a son when he's a guy and he converts, so Rish Lakish says, same, plain and simple, right, Rish Lakish. Right, Rish Lakish says, Gershon's guy comes from old dummy. He's not Yosef Ruvo, because they're not his kids, right? It's very nice he had kids when he was a guy, but now he's a Jew, and now he's five in the midst of Ruvo, and he doesn't have any kids anymore, right? Seems pretty solid. But Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you are Kayim Pirvo. You don't have to have more kids. That's it. You're a Yotze. Rambam holds that way. Okay? He happens to hold that the son that your kids have to convert also. But that's a problem altogether. Forget about that for now. Okay? Tosafot doesn't seem to hold that way. So the question is, how does that work? So Tosos points out that, of course, we know that Rabbi Yochanan isn't arguing on the principle of Gersh Kaya Kadosh and Ol Dami. It's too universal. Right? He says, in this matter, he says, since when you were a guy, your kids were Miyuchas Acharav, right? Since at that time they were your children, they were your Miyuchas Acharav, they're called by you, the son of so and so. Okay? Therefore, even when they convert, you're Yotzei. Right, and even though B'nai Noach, because they're B'nai Peruvia, the Gemara says, that's what he holds, is that since Gaim are B'nai Peruvia, so therefore it works. So the Tosa says, well, they're not really Chayav and Peruvia, that's open. The Gemara says, they're not Chayav and Peruvia. But he means they're Shayach to Peruvia, because their kids are called by their names. Okay? So, the question is how that works. Right? Sounds magical. It's very nice they were called by your names when you were a guy, or when they were a guy, but now you converted. So you say, oh, since it was good then, so therefore it also carries over. Yeah, by that logic you should say that there's there are your ayahs also, and that and that the apostle Adas also. I mean, it's very nice they were, but now they're not. They're different. Right? And anyways, I mean, how are you using the mitzvah? Doesn't the mitzvah use the mitzvah and you have to, like, have kids? Apparently not. Right? I mean, you see, it's not, so to speak, the maisa of having the kids. Right? You could have looked at peruvah, means you have to produce, you know, make a woman pregnant, have a kid. You know? So there, he did that maisa when he was a guy. He can't be yotze the mitzvah. The maisa of a guy can't be yotze. So apparently you don't need the maisa. But you need them to just be your kids. Right? Them to be your kids. Right? And they are your kids. I guess that's his question. That's his argument. They're Michal Zacharov. But you don't need the Maisa Bia. Right? There's those questions. Like, them artificial. Isn't there some sort of thing, artificial insemination or something, about whether or not you guys prove? There's like some emotion, something about that. But, and you see, that's true. I mean, you don't need it to be.
See, you are
it? So, or like, what's it called? In vitro, right? So I don't think you're pregnant. I think you take the sperm and they check it for whatever genetic defects, and then they implant it into the woman. So it's not through a mysebia,
right?
But it works. I mean, maybe some argue, but I mean, I think we all, it works, you know. So you see, it's not the proof who doesn't need the mysebia. Apparently, you see from this, because the mysebia is a bia of a guy. Apparently, it holds. Forget the fact that Gershon Sky, somebody has to get around that problem. But let's say you do get around that problem. But still, you'll say, where's your Maisabiyah? So apparently, you don't need the Maisabiyah. You simply need the fact that they're your kids. You have to have two kids. And in general, that's the way you have to have kids, through Maisabiyah. But a guy, his Maisabiyah doesn't register. And I mean, as a Jew, he doesn't have any, you know, when he becomes Nechuv in the Mitzvah, there's no Maisabiyah anymore. Yeah. Right, I mean, I wonder if that's a question, if you look into that sugya, those sugyas there, whether you need a maisa bia. It seems from here you can indicate, you know, unless somehow you're going to say that his maisa, doesn't sound, though, I mean, Tosa sounds like he's not saying because the maisa bia that you're doing here, guy. It just says, since he was called your son, so therefore somehow it still works. But the question is, why doesn't the reset button, the Gershon Sky Kodesh Nela reset button, why doesn't that reset his kids? Right? Reset that. Right, and that's, in fact, it's, so you try to bring a proof by this guy, man, he called him and says, you know, man, we might pass me the Malachim kings too. So he has this pasuk where he has these Goyim who are called so-and-so, the son of so-and-so. So he says, yeah, of course, he's called his son when they're Goyim, but not when they convert. If they convert, he's no longer called the son. Says, as he says, he quotes a pasuk, he says, you see, Goyim are called by their son of the father. So he says, yeah, when they're a guy, they are, but when they convert, they're no longer. Right, but you see, that's what, right. But once you convert, now he says, you no longer have chayas anymore, because now it's kodesh olam dami. Right. Okay, so the question is, so what's the argument? I mean, to me, the difficult position is Rabbi Yochanan, right? And Rish Lakish is the one, I mean, Rabbi Yochanan is being nechalik. So that's right. So Matt's saying like this, is that the first premise is that you can't look at Gersh Gai Kadishnal Adami to mean that he mamish just was born. Okay, he's 100% like a new guy, totally out of the womb, right? That you can't look at it that way. And we said a simple plain raya would be is that I don't ever heard of halacha that let's say he loses all his money, right? John the guy owns $1 million. And then all of a sudden he converts. I don't think it's now Hefker, and any Jew could just go and pick it. Anyone could just go and pick it up. Or now he has to go reconnect all his stuff because he's a new person, and that person died, and now he's a brand new guy. But he's the same person, because they'd say is why. But yet you say he doesn't have any relatives. So he'd say, so I'm not saying it's like a relative, is like a halachic chaloshem of Groven. His relatives, as far as family, that's a din, and part of this social structure of Kali Yisrael has relatives and Krovim. It's like a family, a status vis-a-vis other people. And then Chal Hashem is reset. But, like I'd say, his Avilus doesn't have to do with his like Chal Hashem. It just relates to the underlying person. It doesn't have to do with like his Kedush Yisrael. For instance, the Kedush Yisrael is Arayos, and his whole system of the Bezdin and Eidos, and these are systems which exist as part of the Torah. But the idea of Mamonis is a phenomenon. Look, it's true, you know, there may be certain details of differences of Jews and Goyim, but essentially the idea of ownership is not a Jewish or a Goyish idea. It's a human idea. It relates to the underlying human being. And as such, there's no reason why that should reset just because the guy happens to become Jewish. Vis-a-vis ownership is ownership. And ownership relates to his underlying humanity, not to his status. But Arayos is the din of Klal Yisrael. I mean, Goyim have certain limited types of Yisur Biyah, but he just lost the call. Yeah. And so did they, I think. Oh, no. Yeah, so you have some sort of Yisur Biyah. Yeah, so it's true that by a Goy, you have some sort of Yisur Biyah, but essentially, Arayos is the din of the Kedush Yisrael and says, Chal Hashem of Yisrael. That the dinner about applies to. So now when he converts, so that's reset. There's no shem, no chal shem, and he's no relatives, and krovim, and then the krov ipsil eidus is also a din in Kal Yisrael. So those are a din of, those come under his status of Israel, and those things reset once he converts. But Matt is arguing, pru revu does not mean you have to have a chal shem bat. Chalakruvu means that you have to be like populating the world. You have to be a person who's not just destroying the world, but a person who's populating the world. And that has nothing to do with your status as a Klal Yisrael or your status of a Goy. It's a phenomenon of Adam, right? It's given to Adam Rishon, right? Also overall Shavas Yitzar. This is the world. It's a phenomenon of humanity continuing the chain of human beings going throughout the generations. And there's Yichos, that's the idea of Yichos. He's called your son. He's called your son means that you're furthering the line of human beings from one generation to the next. And that has nothing to do with Jew or has nothing to do with Guy. And therefore, he was called your son beforehand. So you buy an Eved, it's not even called your son. Apparently that's not your son. So even though you managed to produce him with your genetics or, you know, your via, but it's not your son. But here, this Goyim also has sons. And the idea of building a chain of the world that exists by Goyim and by Jews alike. So there's nothing that doesn't change in any way when you become and you convert. So he's still called your son, is Rabbi Yochanan's argument. He's still called your son. He's still Miuchas Acharav. He was Miuchas Acharav when he was a guy. And why should the fact that he become Jewish change? There's no different institution of Yichus, he's saying, is essentially equivalent whether you're a guy or you're a Jew. It's not a Jewish institution, Yichus. The idea that your father is, you're identified with your father, you're a human being, and you trace your origin to a father, and into another father, and into another father. So it's true, you don't have a chal hashem karov, insofar as eidos or whatever, but insofar as your yichos, means your lineage, so that's your lineage, and you're identified with your father. You're identified with your father. And therefore he's saying, is Yitzhak Ravu? Because that's Prabhu. Prabhu doesn't need a Chal Hashem ban. A Chal Hashem bas. You know, it's like a car with a crow. Just the fact that you... In fact, The Gemara in Bechoros is a parallel Gemara. I mean, here, what is Rabbi Yochanan's argument? He says, the Ahavulai, because you had kids. So Yotze, because you had kids. That's what he just didn't explain that much, but that's what he says. The Gemara in Bechoros, it's a parallel Gemara, so the same machlokas, but he is more wordy there. But he says, the reason why is because lo sovara la Shabbos Yitzara. Behaved la Shabbos. Okay. So he says, because of that pasuk. So he quotes that pasuk. He says, because the world is created to have kids, to populate the world, and he did. So he's referencing that idea, that it's not a din, it's a din of populating the world. That has nothing to do with Yisrael. It's true, only Jews are mechliyev in the mitzvah. But that's not the nature of the institution as a Jewish and a Goyish institution alike. It just, there's no chova by a guy. But the institution, that's what you see from that pasuk, the idea of Baladach ben Balada, whatever, that idea is halacha recognizes the fact that he is his father, he is his son, there's a chain of lineage. And therefore he's arguing there's no reason why that should change, because it's not, it doesn't, it has nothing to do with Yisrael. So it has nothing to do with Yisrael. It's like Bailas, essentially has nothing to do with Yisrael. So it's not going to be reset just because you convert. It's only reset if it has a, like an Erva, a Rayos, because Yisrael is a whole different ballgame. It's a whole different institution. It's a Jewish institution. So now when you convert, so now your Rayos reset. Or Eidos and Psula Eidos and courts as a Jewish institution. It's a whole different system. Psula Eidos, that whole system is a system of Jewish courts. And the B'nai Noach don't have that. B'nai Noach don't have the halacha. Something to that effect. They don't have the whole, all our Psula Eidos, basically, they don't have. Certain, you know, like, plain, simple ones they have, but the basic, like, the Yosef customs they don't have. They gave even one aid. I mean, the whole basic, a lot of the Korah courts, the structure isn't fine. Although I think the Ramban mailed everything. I don't know, whatever. This is the Ramban, I think. Maybe it's Mahalak. So that's Rabbi Yochanan's argument. Okay? The question is, what's Reish Lakish's argument? Back. Does he... We've seen there's at least two ways to go. One way is to say Puruvu does need, as a matter you're trying to say, is Puruvu does need his Chalashim of Hassan. Something like that. Puruvu is not just, doesn't just go by the fact that he's called your son, but it goes by, right, something else. It goes by Kal Yisrael. Or you could argue that he holds, no, he's not your son anymore. He doesn't agree with that point. That the Yichus is relates to the underlying human being and doesn't change at all between guy and Joe. You could say it's not true. Yichus resets. Right? In fact, doesn't the Gemara imply that? Because the Gemara says, it quotes that pasuk to prove it. Well, right? This pasuk of Barisa Yishalach Varadach Baladim Ben Baladim Melach Bavel. Right? So you see, he's called his son. So Rashi says, Alma Banamiku, apparently they're called his sons. And then he answers back, Rashi answers back, I'm going to be Yosem over the Kachavim Yisrael Chayas. When they're Goyim, they have Chayas. Means Rashi Misyach Macharevim. They're called after their fathers. It's Gairu Lesu Chayas. But when they convert, they don't have Chayas anymore. And Rashi says Miri Shonim. They don't have a Yichus to the original. They come Shnoladami. So the pasuk is not bringing. The whole argument is trying to prove something about Puravu. How you bring a raya, a pasuk from a pasuk in Malachim, which is just talking about a man as a guy and telling you this named by his son. But if you say the whole point is about Yichus, and Reish Lakish's point is that there is no Yichus anymore. So then you could bring, or then that's his point. They're not, it's no Yichus. So they say, well, Gaim do have Yichus. He says, no, I don't mean Gaim don't have Yichus. The institution of Yichus applies by Gaim, for sure. Because right, you could have said they don't have Yichus. If Gaim didn't have Yichus altogether, then definitely when they become Jews, it's not, you know, then it's not going to work. Just like if they didn't have Arayos, or, you know. But even if they do, he's saying, yeah, it's true they did have Yichus, but it becomes still becomes reset when they become Jews. Right? It sounds like that's how they're taking it from that Raya, at least. And you see the other Nathkamino, which is at the end of the day, is the same Achlokas, which is that vis-a-vis Bechor. So if you have a lot of kids when you're a guy, and then you convert, and then you have a new firstborn son as a Jew. So is he considered firstborn? Same Achlokas. So if you say that you don't have any kids anymore, and the kids aren't Yichus Acharacha, they're not your kids, and then this is your firstborn. If you say they are still your kids, then you can't say he's racist. Oh no, he's your firstborn, because they're your kids. They still are your kids. Right? But if you say, right? So it would seem to be like that. That we maybe we try to define it a bit more here. But what's seems to be the question is vis-a-vis ichos, do you say that your kids are still considered your kids? When you're a goy has kids, there's kids, and ichos achrav. But do you say when they convert, they're still identified as his kids? Or do you say, no, that's reset? Right? I mean, without getting into the way you could have been mechalik between the two cases, because nachal, right? I mean, at the end of the day, that seems to be, but it's just one of the same machlokas across the board. You're saying is the basic facts of this machlokas, assuming we're learning right, a little more than the facts, but what would be nice if we could define a little better, is that vis-a-vis yichos, there's definitely a phenomenon of yichos. Yichos means that the lineage, the tracing of your lineage, a father and a son. A son is miuchah, called the son of his father. And that applies both by Goyim and by Jews. It doesn't apply by Eved, Mar says. An Eved's not the kid of the father. An Eved, if a master gives his servant a shivcha to marry and to have children, the children are not called by the father, by the slave father. They're the son. They're like the workers of the master. So there's no yichos. The avodim, they say, compared to animals, and they don't have yichos. Animals don't have yichos, for instance. Yichos is a human phenomenon. That, oh, he's the son of him, who's the son of him, who's the son of him, that's a human phenomenon. And it doesn't apply by animals, though animals don't have it. Right? They don't have a whole family tree, animals, you know, except on movies or whatever, but, you know. Yeah, so they don't have that by animals, and you don't have it by slaves, because the Gemara compares an Eved is like a Hamar. Avadim are like a certain, they're not, whatever that means, but halachically they're like an Amadom al Hamar. They're not like, they don't have that type of, let's say they don't have a family structure, they don't have that the whole social reality which human beings have. Avadim don't really have that because they're owned. So they're not called. There's no yichos on Avadim. But a goy has it and a Jew has it. The only question is if a Jew has it, a goy has it, and then he converts, does he retain his yichos to his kid? Or do you say that now that he converted, even though a guy has it and a Jew has it, but still, when he converts, it resets? Right? That's the question. Right? Could we go any further than that? What we're saying is Peruvu means you have to have kids who are miuchas acharecha. That's the mitzvah of Peruvu. You have to have kids who are your sons, who are your yichas. So the question of Peruvu boils down to, are these called your sons? If they're called your sons, then you're Yotzei, if not. So it's not really a mitzvah. Machlok is about Peruvo. And similarly, a Bechor, it means it's the first kid who is Miyuchas Acharecha. First kid who is Yichas to you. So if the Yichas is uprooted, then he's the first kid who is Miyuchas. You know, so it's like a general question which has two applications. You know, and you may have thought, if you only had one case, then you'd learn it's only a question here or only a question there. But that's what it says as both cases, to show you don't differentiate. It's really a universal question which applies to both. You know? Yochanan holds by the Bechor that your Jewish kid is not a Bechor because he's not Reish Zono, which means he's not the first of your strength, the first of your seed. Why is he not the first? Because you already have other kids who are Miuchas Acharecha. Right? If the other kids are not Miuchas Acharecha like Reish Lakish holds, so then you don't have any kids. So now he is the first. Apparently, Rizno doesn't mean the first time you became called that. It means the first of kin. So the guy, those kids aren't your kin. They're nothing to do with you. So now he's your first. So even though historically you went through the whole child-rearing experience, it's nothing to do with that. The question is, he's your first, he's the first of Miuchas Acharecha. But that's, so it bends up all down, it's the same question. Is, do you say those Goyish kids, or the kids who were Goyish kids and they're Goyish, are defined as your children? If they are, then you can't say this new guy is your first child. Right? If you say they're not your children, they're not identified as your children, they're not your, you know. So then, yeah, he's first. It's a funny idea. You never think he's like, he'd be your 10th born kid and he's going to be your first born. Because you converted, you know. So what Danny and Yonah are suggesting is that it's true a guy also has Ichos. Means he is this father of the son of, right? Because Ichos is based on human beings building a society, building a world, and the way a world is built is by chains of father, son, and that's the way these things work. And that applies to a guy just like by a Jew. It doesn't apply by an Eved, but it applies by a guy just like by a Jew. But the question is, that doesn't mean what happens now when you convert. Just because a guy has it and a Jew has it, doesn't mean that they're identical. What you could learn is that once you become a different type of an Adam, it's a phenomenon of Adam. But you say once you become a different type of an Adam, so now your Yichus is a different type of Yichus. It's a Yichus of Yisrael Adams. So it's true, it could exist on a lower kind of Adam. On a low Adam, just Adam. Adam's Yisrael Goy is more sophisticated than Behema, and he has a phenomenon of, more so than Eben, he has a phenomenon of Yichus. But do you therefore say that's it? Yichus simply relates to the underlying biological social reality of Adam and has nothing, it does, being a Jew, it does not affect in any way. Or you say, no, it's sufficient to establish Yichus on the social level, and a guy have a social level. But insofar as you raise yourself to a different level, where you're beyond just a social being, but you're a being in Klal Yisrael with the Allah halachic system, so Gershkan Kadashan Adami, your Yichus is a different Yichus. And I'll say, is that Kim Yichus Achrecha? No, he's nothing to do with you. In this framework, since you're a different Gavra, he says like the Yichus is almost like a relative to the Gavra. If the Gavra is a guy, it's a Yichus of a guy. If the Gavra is a Yisrael, it's a Yichus of Yisrael. So the Yichus is, again, is like exists in relation to a Gavra. And so far as the Gavra is essentially differentiated, so then his Yichus is essentially differentiated. A guy has Yichus? That's true. When he's a guy, he does. And Goyim have Goyish Yichus. But you're not a guy, you're a Jew. And the Jew, he can't say he's Yichus to you because when you're a guy, you're a Yichus. Or do you say, Rabbi Yochanan's argument, and the way we hold, is that Yichus doesn't relate to the type of Gavra you are. Yichus simply relates to underlying din Adam. It's a phenomenon in the human species that they have son, father, son, father, son. And the fact that you happen to become a different Chalash Shem and Gavra doesn't affect the Yichus. Yichus is a Yichus definitely, you see from a guy, Yichus could exist purely in the B'Shem Adam. But does it mean because that's all that Yichus is? Or do you say, no, that Yichus is relative to the type of Gavra? He is. So insofar as all you are is the underlying Adam, then that's Yichus. Insofar as you're Yisrael, it's a different Yichus. You know, or is it, no, it's not because a guy, that's the type of Gavra he is. It's just intrinsic in what Yichus is that it only relates to the underlying Adam. If that's the case, when you become a Jew, it doesn't change it. Right? Right, so that's just saying, everyone who is a guy has Yichus, even though he doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael. So does that mean Yichus has nothing to do with Yisrael? It's simply a phenomenon of the underlying Adam and it's not going to change. Or you say, no, Yichus relates to the, it's a relative of the kind of Gavra you are. So a guy is also a kind of a Gavra, but when he converts, it's a different kind of a Gavra. So it's all reset. Right? Okay, that's good. What should we do next? Question? What should we do next is, I guess, to try to look in carefully about this Nachla thing. The distinction, the middle step in the Gemara. It's a little complicated, so you have to, again, get the cheshbon straight. But apparently there's room to have a middle position. Right? So we've kind of just taken two extremes. If he's your kid, so then Yosef Peruvu, and then the next kid, after you convert, isn't going to be your firstborn. It's all just a matter of, is he your kid? And vice versa. Not your kid, you're not Yosef Peruvu, and the next first Jewish kid is your first kid. Right? But there's room, apparently there was a middle position, which is that Yotzei Peruvu is your kid in that regard, but he's still not going to knock out the first kid from being a Bechar. So apparently there is room to move. So it would be nice if we could find that step. What's that position, that middle position, which would differentiate between Bechar and Peruvu, Nachla and Peruvu. Right? And that's, I think there's that little tosis there, Vein Lav B'nei Nachla Nenhu. You may have to do that a little bit. It's, you know, show a little tosis. And then also, I'd like to take up Levi's question, The Machlokas Rishonim in Puravu, you Yotze Puravu only if the child also converts, or no, doesn't matter. And with that in mind, the Stira on the Rambam, which seems to say that by Puravu you need the child to convert, but by Nachla you do not need the child to convert. What's the difference between those two? Right, what's the difference between those two? Right, so that should keep us busy for, I guess, Monday.